I thought Siri was going to give us another one of those messages, but
She did. She just told me we're being recorded.
with that, we are. Welcome, everybody, back to another edition of Talking Pylons Podcast. We have a very special episode for you guys today. I know we've been away for a while. My co-host over here, I'm going to shoot it over to him. That's Mark Krasminski, checking his pearly whites. How you doing over there, Mark?
Absolute terrible.
Always good to hear. I'm Mike Napolitano. For those of you that don't know, we have a missing co-host tonight. He's probably maybe going to jump on with us a little later, maybe not. Mark Levesque, shout out to him. He might be dead again. We don't know. And we're going to have a very special guest on for you guys in just a little bit, but we wanted to break down the most important news. And that is last, is it 2 Saturdays ago now? Almost 2 Saturdays ago. We had our 10th annual Schaumburg Hockey League Stanley Cup Final 2021. It was on June 26th, 8 p.m. between the California Golden Seals and Mark's New York Americans. And without, starting off with the spoiler alerts, California Golden Seals, we won 18-12. That's why I've got Lord Stanley here with me, joining us for the podcast. She'll be chilling out here by me. But we're gonna have a very special guest on who deserves her more than me, and that this cup's gonna get passed around quite a bit this summer.
It's like your
First
mom.
off,
Yes. Sorry, that was me. That was me. I like your mom.
was a toss up. That was a toss up, though.
I didn't know what to say.
But we're actually gonna swing it over to our guest right about now. There he is.
Holy angle. What is happening here, bud?
Dude, maybe get a better angle or like
Honestly,
staring.
looks like we're POV of Pornhub here. There.
Yeah, I know. It's
Actually, no, just
almost.
turn off your camera, honestly.
No, keep that
No.
camera on.
How do I
Welcome to
work
the.
this?
Oh my goodness. Can't even give you a proper intro. Actually, I didn't even have a proper intro lined up for you. I usually give guys a big full intro, but we just want to talk about your gameplay and not your whole career. We'll have you on another time for your whole career. So I'm just going to give the fans a brief rundown. Rookie Jake Ratner has just joined the podcast. He was a late addition to the California Golden Seals when they found out that their captain, Mike Cross, was not going to make the game. He was out with patellar tendonitis. And then Vinny Sauce Stellato was also not able to make the game. He had back problems and car problems. So hopefully the guy gets that fixed. So we had Jake Ratner instead, and he was a huge, huge addition to this team. We'll get into it, but welcome to the podcast, buddy. This is your first time.
Thanks.
Now that we're off the POV view, what was different about the hype leading up to the game compared to like what you actually experienced on game day?
I don't even know, to be honest. Like I was, it was very hyped up, and it was definitely hyped up for a reason because it was hype on game day, and I was excited before, there, and after for all three of those reasons.
Absolutely. You basically played on five wheels. Explain for the people who maybe have never skated or don't know how difficult that actually is, how hard that is to do, especially in a big game like that. Talk about that.
Well, usually when we go out, like nights just for fun, my wheels end up tending to break, and I only have three wheels on each skate. I have the back two and the front one. So that second slide is empty, and this time around, my front one broke, and first period it broke. First intermission, we're trying to figure it out. The bolt got stripped, so I couldn't get it out into it. So I'm playing with a broken wheel for the second period. We tried super glue, we tried everything we could in the second intermission, but couldn't get it done. So I played that whole game on one wheel, and it sucked. I couldn't really skate on that right skate, and I kept, like, I don't know if you could see in the videos at all, but like I was running up the ice. I wasn't really skating or the rink. I wasn't skating at all.
Some may call that an advantage because people on shoes can pivot and go wherever they want, but you definitely weren't at the advantage there. For people who can't picture it, if you have, typically you skate with all four wheels, right? You got an inline skate, but you can really skate with three wheels and have one of your middle wheels missing. It's hard, but it's possible to do it with two wheels and just have a front and a back wheel. But if you try to skate on any skate with a missing back wheel or a missing front wheel, it is torture. Like, if you want to even barely put any weight on your heel or on your toe, you're going to toe pick or you're going to go flying backwards. And Rat was basically doing that because he was missing a toe wheel. It was there. It just didn't have any rubber on it. So he's going up the rink and it's going like it's, you know, I mean, you sound like a chainsaw coming up the rink. So, yeah, very difficult.
I feel like I asked 15 times, like each person, like, do you hear my wheel? Like, do you hear my skate? Like, it was just so annoying. I think the other goalie, I can't remember what his name was, but the other goalie was like, whose wheel is like that? I'm like, yeah, that's me.
That's Mike Herring was the other goalie. Saucy Tenders on Instagram. We'll be getting him on the podcast in the next coming weeks. We still have a lot of guys who have played in that game that we haven't had on the podcast yet, so we're going to be interviewing them and excited to get the chance to do that. But this was your first game, and your captain, as I mentioned, wasn't going to make it after suffering from that patellar tendonitis. So what was the game plan going into this game, and what did you feel was your role when you stepped out there?
I feel like it was my role to go out there and score some goals and put some points up for our team and make sure none got in our net, which I didn't do a very good job at, but I did have a great D partner, Charlie Borda. It was, I don't know.
CB like, goalie.
It was.
We're laughing for another reason, but we might get to that. I don't know.
I won't bring it up this podcast, but if Ratner runs it, I'll tell you about it.
We could throw it in there, but I want you curious to finish your answer.
But yeah, I mean, I felt like I needed to go out there and show my name as a rookie coming in. I mean, not a lot of people out there knew me. Obviously, you, a couple more guys on our team, and a couple guys on the other team, and I mean, they just no one really knew me, and I had to come in and show what my name was for the next coming years.
Now that I have you on the podcast, I got to make sure my flow is looking good because I got somebody who can compete. So I'm keeping the flow. It wasn't an Instagram poll. It was a Snapchat poll. I made sure I ask everybody, should I keep the flow? I got 6 votes for flow, 1 vote for no, and 1 vote for grow a mullet. And even Chris Minsky last night was saying I should shave the sides. I don't know. I don't know if I can pull that off. But we'll go back to the Charlie Borda comments. I'll hand it over to Mark Krasminski. Former guest of ours on the podcast, Charlie Borda, CB goalie 41 on Instagram. Mark, take it away.
So I was my girlfriend posts on Instagram quite a bit. And I remember I'm saying, I remembered a hockey player commented on one of her posts. I was like, I maybe know him. She lives in Schaumburg. She goes, Schaumburg guys. I go, maybe I know him. So I went back to the post and I saw the comment was just a crown, right? Like queen, like you're a queen or something like that, right? And I go, I look at the name. I go, why does that name look familiar? I click it. It's Charlie Borda. I go, my man is down bad. Comment. Like, and then I'm like, he's coming on nothing else, just this one. And then I called Mike today, and I looked it up. He follows her, but my girlfriend does not follow him. I go, this man is down bad. I'm like, I wish I knew this for the game. And I would have said it, he would have left. He would have left the game. I'm going to bring it up to him. I was like, dude, don't be down bad, man. Just find someone else to comment on.
This comment was only 2 weeks ago, you said.
It was two weeks ago.
Basically around recent game time. I don't even think he knows that Mark's girlfriend is Mark's girlfriend and that he was facing off against her boyfriend in the big game and he was the other captain. But that would have made for quite the storyline come game day if they knew about that.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy would have been in sad boy hours.
I was like, dude, you're – like, how down? How bad do you have to be? How down bad you have to be to comment just a crown on a girl's post that a girl that doesn't follow you. I'm sorry, Charlie, just hold this one for us, but let's hold this one. I'm gonna bring it up to him. We'll get him back on the podcast
so that he could defend himself and tell his side of the story. I don't know if there's going to be much to tell there, though. Charlie, we're going to give you a platform and a voice, but I don't know if you could be saved from this one. You got caught.
You're fucking done.
Ashton Kutcher's in the corner, dude. You're on punk, bro. It's over. No, what was the so funny, what's dude. The one where they catch the dude's Chris Hansen? Yeah. What are you doing here, sir? What are you doing in this comment section? But we're going to get into Bordeaux a little bit later.
It's the very last one.
Oh, my Lord. Yo, no, Charlie, what are you doing?
That's it.
Hashtag not my defender anymore. I don't know. Getting back to the one who is my defender, though. There was a point in the game where the Americans tied the game at 7 goals apiece in the second after we were winning 7-2. I looked at you and asked if you wanted to take a timeout. What was your thought process that at that moment, and what led you to the decision to not take the timeout?
I mean, they were buzzing against us, and we really had no answer for them, and it kind of shocked us. And I knew as soon as you asked me that, I saw a look in your eyes, and I knew you were going to win that exact face off and get it back to me. And I knew you were going up to score a goal, and I don't know who scored that next goal, but as soon as that happened, and I just remember looking at you and I said, timeout, who?
Not to throw him back in the ring, but the person who scored that next goal was Charlie. But I guess that's his rebuttal right there. No, but I was actually kind of thinking of taking a timeout, but I did not have the A on my sweater. So it was either going to be the decision made by you or Marco Gomez. So I looked to you guys, but I guess I was pretty confident at the dot for most of the night. Sorry, Krasminski. I kind of got you on most of those draws. I think I only lost a couple of draws to you. And then I actually lost, I think, all my draws to Kevin Brickett. He was actually pretty solid at the dot. There may have been one that I won. Yeah, that's what they all say. but yeah, so by the end of the game, Rat, you finished with 5 goals and 3 assists, and that's a total of 8 points. Third most in the game behind myself with 10 and Jason Clement with 9. I think if you were playing on a full set of wheels, you would have blown everybody away with those kind of numbers. But what would you say was your most pivotal goal or even assist in the game that you can remember? What kind of changed the course of the game, gave us momentum or lost us momentum? You can even go that route.
Assist, I would have to say probably your shorthanded goal. I don't know. That was a shorthanded goal, right?
It was, but I don't think that was assisted. Yeah, I think I just picked that off from their defensive line.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, so you can't get credit for that. Sorry, that's not your assist.
I mean, maybe you could say the first goal. I mean, I did score the first goal of the game. Just kind of set the tone early. Let our boys know that we're here to win a game. Let the other boys know that we're here to fight for the win. And we were kind of just started buzzing after that one. I mean, as you said, we were up 7-2 at one point. I'm sure that first goal led to a lot more. And just, you know, being a team captain has a lot more than just having the letter on your chest. And it doesn't mean you got to go out there and score goals and make assists. You got to be there to hype up your own team and make sure nobody has their head down.
Yeah. And I thought you did a great job at that. That first goal, I'll throw footage in here. The fans watching this will have already seen it, but you just peeled it off the boards, won a board battle, walked right through a defender and put it top shelf. And you did that almost a couple of times. So yeah, I would definitely say that was a pivotal goal to get us on the board. You actually scored the second goal of the game as well. And I think you had the assist on the third one. So by the end of the first, it was 4-1 and you had two goals and assists. So you were just leading the team, kind of buzzing out there. You were actually supposed to be mic'd up for part of this game or all of this game. What happened to that? And do you regret not throwing it on?
I do regret not throwing that on. So what happened was you gave it to me during warmups, and towards the end of warmups, I threw it in my bag when you gave it to me. I put it on top of my bag and my shoe that was in my bag. So I knew exactly where it was. And I went back to the bag towards the end of warmups, and I could not find the actual device. Like, I had the wire. I just couldn't find the actual device. And so I kind of gave up on that. And then the next intermission, I ended up finding the device, not finding the wire. And then the second intermission, I was getting my wheel, trying to fix my wheel. And I found both, but I was like, there's no point. It was like no point of putting it on at this point. Like, you already missed two periods. Like, third period is not going to be a big deal. So I ended up choosing not to for the third period. And I don't know. It's just what I decided to do for the third period. And the first two periods weren't really kind of really weren't a choice because I couldn't find it. But same time when he gave it to me, I should have just put it on.
I regret not throwing it on you right away there in warmups and maybe taking a period for myself with the wire. Cause I think at one point, Mark and real I were quick, chirping pretty good.
I gotta say real quick, I gotta make a very important phone call. Real quick. I gotta step away for a minute. I'm sorry.
That's okay. The scouts are calling. They want to hear from the man who had 7 points. I was chirping with Marker a little bit during the second. I know Kyle was too, and probably would have picked up some of that audio. So I regret not doing it. However, we did in fact end up using the wire. We mic'd you up for a beer league game, which was kind of funny to see. I have the footage and the audio synced up. The highlight reel for that will be coming out pretty soon. So everybody should check the channel. It might even be out by the time I drop this podcast, but probably not likely. This podcast will probably drop first, but you guys will see it on all my socials and probably Ratner's socials as well. So you took home all the hardware. This year, you ended up winning the Buff Memorial Trophy as 2021 MVP and also got to receive the cup first since our captain wasn't there. You got to receive it as the alternate captain. Walk me through your emotions as you went up to receive both trophies. This guy.
The first one I was actually kind of surprised about. I actually thought that you were going to get that first, the MVP trophy. You had more points than me. I don't know what the argument was that got me over it. It could have been my wheel. It could have been really anything. I mean, I honestly could not tell you what it could have been. But, I mean, like, when it happened, I was surprised. And I was – obviously, I had a huge smile on my face. It's just great to know that you're the MVP of that game, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Skating up to get the Stanley Cup, it was unreal. I mean, like, again, I'm a rookie, and I won the Stanley Cup. Like, I'm one for one. And now next year, I'll hopefully be going for two for two and just keep the trend going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even though I finished with more points than you, I don't think anybody had actually tallied the points there, but I did finish with more goals. So people count goals, maybe they would have thrown it to me, but just to be able to play on a wheel like that, I mean, and you quarterback the team while doing it, and you can't just look at solely goals. I mean, you quarterback the team. I mean, I back checked where I could, but I wasn't on the back line all the time coming back playing defense as much as I would have liked to, but sometimes it's hard when you're trying to, you know, provide some of the offense like I was. And it, you know, when I had the hot stick, I was like, that's the role I need to play. And so I mean, you got to take everything, even the small things, winning board battles, you know, making, you know, causing turnovers, drawing penalties, that kind of stuff. So I think they looked at that. My argument for why I didn't come home with the MVP and you did was Levesque, the one who was doling it out. He was drunk. So I'm just kidding, but he made a great decision. You passed the cup, this baby, you passed it on to Vince Cipolla, who's been in the league since 2018, a friend of Charlie Bordas. What kind of roles did some of those players secure? Oh, and I should mention, I said he's been playing in the league since 2018. This was Vince Cipolla's first cup. We brought him his first cup. What kind of roles did some of those guys play in securing this cup, like some of our depth players?
They played very important roles. Although they weren't able to skate as well as others, they still tried their hardest, of course, and they listened. They were not ignorant and didn't pass. They didn't do the wrong things, and that's the most important thing. They're coachable players during that whole game. And I got a lot of questions. I'm sure you did too. I have no idea if you did or not, but I got a lot of questions from him and Kyle about where he should be, what they should do when they get the puck here, there. So, and they did the exact thing that I told them I want them to do. And like those type of players are the players you want on your team because they're coachable and they listen, and it's just great to have.
Yeah, absolutely. I had Kyle in warm-up asking me, he's like, let me watch you shoot a little bit. He's like, I want to see if you're shooting off your back foot or if you're, you know, how you get the power out of your shot, which I wasn't going too hard in warmups because I had actually just broke a stick the night before, the stick I was going to use to play in the game. and we'll get to that. So I was just trying to get the feel for it in warmups. I wasn't going too hard, but Kyle was really appreciating me kind of breaking stuff down for him. Some of those guys towards the end of the game, I know we were both trying to get Luke a goal. And I was just trying to get Luke out there. And then it crossed my mind after the final horn sound that Luke won the cup with the Penguins last year. So I really should have been trying to get Vince Cipolla out there, because not only had he not scored either, but he had never even won the cup. So I think we did end up getting him out there for a decent amount of time, but I regret not just throwing Vince right in front of the net and trying to get him one and having him on the ice for the end. Probably could have just put both of them out there. I forget who was on the ice to finish the game. I know I was out there and we had Luke, but those guys played a huge role, caused a couple turnovers when needed, just became big bodies. Judah, I know, was only there for half the game, but he was able to, a little more than half the game, he was able to provide a lot of great defensive plays. And when I told him he was going to be on defense, he's like, "You sure you really want me on defense? I might be a liability." I'm like, "Dude, you know what you're doing back there." And he's like, "I haven't played in a while," but he showed up and he played well. So did Aubert. I wouldn't call Aubert one of the depth guys, though. I think he's one of our top players in the league, as well as you and Borda. Speaking of Borda, we'll go back to him. He claims that he was the MVP of this game because his Fenwick and his Corsi stats were off the charts. For those of you
He can't even spell MVP.
Well, he could spell a crown when he was typing it into the emoji keyboard. But
down bad.
Down bad.
He's MTP. He's MTP, most thirstiest player.
He could spell sad boy hours. For those of you that don't know what Fenwick or Corsi are, they're kind of advanced hockey stats. I believe Corsi refers to the number of shots you take, and you get a percentage based on it's not just shots on goal. It's if you shoot it and it goes wide, they still kind of count that. I believe Borda only really had like two or three shots that made it on net, and he had one goal and I believe one assist. So yes, of course, his Corsi stats are going to be off the chart. I forget what Fenwick is, but do you know, Ratter?
I couldn't even tell you what the first one was. I don't even know how to say him.
Are you trying to say Fenway Park?
No. And not Fenwick the high school either. But I guess this answers my next question. But do you agree that Borda should have been MVP, or even put any stock into those numbers or these stats and what he says?
I probably would have put him at the defensive MVP. But offensive, I don't think so. MVP is a player who does it all. And I think that I did it more than he did. He's definitely better defensively than me. His poke check is probably the most lethal thing he has on that defense.
He is, and he's going to hate me for saying this because he didn't want Tampa Bay to win the cup, but he is the Victor Hedman of this league. When he stepped out there and he started playing defense, for those of you that saw the Borda episode that we did a couple months back, he's mostly a goalie, like we said, and he and I had only ever played once together out on my backyard rink, just shooting shots. So I really didn't get to see him in full effect until he started coming out Friday nights leading up to the game. And the minute I saw this guy's reach with his poke checks, I was like, holy cow, is that Duncan Keith? I was like, Drew Doughty? What is going on here? So maybe he'll be running back the MVP next year. Maybe that's a goal for him to set to try to win it next year, take it back from you. Before I even get into next year, what were the best and worst parts about the game as a production and as a whole experience this year that you experienced?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, couldn't even tell you. I mean, the best part as for me was just playing hockey. I mean, playing a hockey game is probably the best feeling for any hockey player, whether you're in the NHL or you don't play at all like yourself. And like you play just pickup games. And the best thing is just going out with your friends and playing a competitive game. And that's what it was. And friends turn into enemies during game time. And right after, you turn right back into friends, as you can see, Mike and Mark. Hung out last night for game 5. I was there too.
Right.
I don't know if Mark likes me anymore, but I mean, it's whatever. But I think the best thing is the game itself. Just like hockey is just such a great game to play.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys even got a little chippy.
Wait, yeah. That's my middle finger. What am I doing?
This guy. I don't know if he's going to jump in. We were talking about you, bud. You're on mute now.
Oh, sorry. I'm tripping.
We were saying that friends become enemies when you step out there, but then after the game, we're all friends again. But you guys were getting a little chippy out there.
Oh, yeah.
Mark tried to take mine off a couple times.
That's the only thing I fucking can do. I mean, they're fucking good. What do you want me to do? The only thing I have on them is my fucking size. What do you want me to do? Skate around them? Fuck, I'm just trying to go through them.
You had me out there with a knee brace. You had me out there with a knee brace still recovering, and then Mark kind of laid off the hitting on me, although he was still bodying me. Then Jake's got a contract for Peoria, which we'll get into the next time we get you on the podcast. So a couple of guys were like, we can't touch Jake. And then you told me last night about what Johnny Albert said to you about how he's had concussions before.
I was so pissed. Johnny Albert's like, I have 5 concussions. Like, if I get hit again, I'll go, why are you out here? Like, I can't hit you now. I'm like, fuck you, dude. There was one where I was going to lay him out like, along the boards, but I was like, fuck, I can't hit him. Hold on.
We'll have to get him back on.
I want him gone from the league. No, I want him gone from the league.
Gone from the league. You heard it here first, folks. Mark's calling for Tom Wilsoning Johnny Albert. Get him completely out of the league. He's got too many concussions.
It's for his safety.
It's for his own safety. He'll come up in the commentator's booth with me next year. Go ahead. I think you were going to cut back in and talk about more about your experience with the game, maybe even the worst parts about it. Jake, I cut you off.
Yeah. I don't even know what I could say is the worst part about that game. I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you. I mean, I'm sure Mark has some experiences from that game that were the worst parts for him, obviously not being able to hoist the cup at the end.
Oh, well, hold on. Wait, went to Florida the next day? I did for a week.
You went to Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, but who got to hoist the Stanley Cup? Like,
yeah, with how drunk some of us got, we were basically in Florida. We wouldn't have known the day.
I was that drunk 7 days in a week on a beach. So what did you guys do that week? Mike, didn't you have to work? Brandon, did you also work?
Yeah.
Made money and won a cup. Right,
that's it. End of story.
That's
I gotta go to the pool with the cup. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
I was on a fucking beach. You guys were at the fucking public pool. Hold on.
Hey, yeah, but
you could have been down there in the pool, in the beach with the cup, and you weren't, dude. That just kind of taints the entire experience, dude.
Nah, Florida was so sick. Flying first class. I don't know what you want me to say here, boys. If losing the cup meant that, 10 times out of 10, I'll lose the cup. I can go to Florida every year.
Well, I had, as the person who tries to run everything off the ice going on at the same time that I
Why'd you push it?
Playing the game as well, there were some things that I think could have been a little bit better. I think we had some technical difficulties along the sidelines. Obviously, the clock timer, again, was not working properly, but I am retired. I just wanted to say for all the fans out there, I gave blood, sweat, and tears for this. At the start of January, I made the promise to myself and, of course, to my team, because that was eventually who it was going to be for, that I would not miss a single workout of 2021, especially after with all the craziness we had in 2020 with gyms being shut down and whatnot. But that even means skating workouts. And I think my skating legs were ready for the game. I had to get 7 stitches in, I think that was either February or March. I battled a sinus infection that turned into the flu. I battled food poisoning and I battled a torn meniscus. And at the end of it, I was still able to get out there, play in my 10th game, go 5-5, set a record for goals, set a record for points in the league with 10 points. So retiring that way, I didn't really get to make the announcement after the game that I'm retiring, but I wouldn't have wanted to go out any other way. That was it for me. I may come back in the far future, but I'm definitely going to take at least a couple of years off to commentate this game. I'll still be out there on Friday nights with the boys just for fun. But when it comes to the big game, I got to give the slots open for the young kids. And you're a rookie. What are you going to do now that you're a rookie and a Stanley Cup champion? What can the fans expect from you moving forward?
Same thing that they got this year. Another cup in my hands next year.
All right.
That's all they can expect. That's all I can give them.
You can give the biddies a lot more than that. Come on now.
I mean, I could, but.
This is coming from the man who wore the shirt that said, I love hot moms. So, Peoria, if you're watching, maybe think twice. You're signing a Patrick Kane over here. Confirmed, this kid parties every all day, all night.
That is not true.
I'm just kidding. But fans, that fans of ours really didn't get a chance to know who you were going into this game, coming into this league. You did make it into a couple of the final hype videos. The last one that we shot was fire. I've been wanting to do that for so long, with suits getting out of the car, looking like you're rolling up to an actual NHL game. You've definitely made an impression probably on them now, anybody who's seen that. Talk about what it was like for the viewers to be able to kind of film something like that. And what do you think they can expect from the league as far as the hype videos go, and just the competition going into the future? There's a lot of young guys that are moving into the league. You've got your Connor O'Sullivan's, Alex Harkerich, Will Hefkes, some returning cast members as well, Tim Vendel and Zach Sadzinski. So let the viewers know a little bit about what they can expect moving forward in that aspect.
I mean, the games can only get better from here. Like you said, we have a lot of young guys coming in here, and they're not young guys who haven't played hockey. These are young guys who've played hockey their whole life and are looking to be a rookie and win a cup as well. And next year, if these young guys end up playing next year, I'm going to have to the ones I'm going to play against, I'm going to have to get a little bit chippy and chip away and get those garbage goals for the win to make sure that they don't get it. But as far as the hype videos go, I think the hype videos this year were great. I've never really watched the ones previously, but I think they're great this year. I don't really think you could do anything to make them better. Those hype videos just made me more excited for the games.
Don't worry, I got some stuff in the works, though. We always got to go up. And Mark's doing a reenactment of what he was doing out there on Saturday the 26th on the ring. Not playing hockey, just taking it deep. Anyways, so that'll be great. And with another announcement I wanted to make was we mentioned that he didn't make the game because of his patellar tendonitis. Captain Mike Cross, it's very unfortunate. I sound like he's dead. I'm not saying he's dead. This is not an announcement that he's died or anything. I'm just saying it's an unfortunate circumstance because he's been an alternate captain for his entire career in the league. Most of that was not because he lacked the skills to be an actual captain. He's had it since day one. It was just he didn't really know the whole cast and characters. And I told him, I persuaded him this year. I was like, dude, you have everything it takes to be a captain. Of course, the year that we finally get him with the C on his sweater is the year that he can't make it to the game. And he did also announce his retirement to the league group chat. So guys like me and Mike who are retiring, and hopefully he'll still be around, league alumni. We'll get to maybe honor him next year. Maybe he'll jump up in the booth with me next year. It's sad to see them go, but we open up spots for these young guys, and I'm so excited to see the style of hockey and the brand of hockey that my league is moving towards. Our league, I shouldn't say my league. But yeah, as far as next year goes, we were considering making you captain since you won MVP. However, we did like the rivalry and the matchup of having two captains who are pretty good friends, but also very chippy with each other when they step out onto the ice. And since next year, the 2022 game will be an all Canadian matchup between two teams, we had to pick Kevin Brickett as one captain. He's a huge Toronto Maple Leafs fan, so I think it's safe to say who he's going to be picking as his team. Jesse, on the other hand, that'll be our other captain. These two, I've shown the clip of them hitting Kevin a million times. They get pretty chippy out there, but they're good friends. Jesse, I believe, is going to go with the Montreal Canadiens. He may go with the Edmonton Oilers. It's still kind of up in the air. Jesse's a Hawks fan like all of us when it comes to, you know, hockey teams first. So he doesn't have really an allegiance when it comes to a Canadian team, but he'll be picking another Canadian team. So it'll be really cool to get to see a north of the border rivalry. We may have some special guests joining next year, but that's all the way in 2022. So we'll take it one step at a time from here. But I did want to ask you, Jake, if you had to play for either of the two captains or for either of the two teams, which would you prefer, considering, let's say, Jesse does end up picking the Montreal Canadiens?
Jesse picks Montreal Canadiens. I would love to play for Jesse because of the Montreal Canadiens. And I honestly would love to play Jesse. Unless I get to know Kevin a little bit more. I don't really know Kevin very well. I've only skated with him a couple times and then the game. I haven't really talked to him too much. Also, I don't really want to be on the Maple Leafs and have that first round exit again. no shade to the Maple Leafs, but it's been a while since they've hosted a cup. But no, I'd love to play for Jesse. Love to play for Jesse with the Canadiens. That'd be so cool. I mean, they had a great run this year and fell 3 games short of the Stanley Cup to the Tampa Bay. But yeah, I would love the Canadiens. Well, this year I did love the Canadiens. It's great.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Even if, I mean, I think if Jesse did end up picking the Oilers instead, because there's still kind of a rivalry between those two teams, because you have always the talk between Matthews and McDavid. We did call Jason Clement little Sidney Crosby when he was lighting up the league the year prior in 2020, when you weren't in the league. We were calling him little Sidney Crosby because he was on the Penguins. So who's to say that, you know, if Jesse does end up picking the Edmonton Oilers, they don't call you little McDavid, you know. But no, and then that's being said with you, you've got a Calgary Flames shirt on. So we're all over Canada right now. That'll work out pretty well, though, because I think what would be a really even separation. And of course, the teams were drafted this year, so it wasn't like we were going to split anything, but you and Border are just phenomenal lockdown defensive guys. And I definitely know Border would be wanting to play with his fellow Leafs fan in Kevin. So that would probably mean that it would be Kevin and Borda versus Jesse and Rat. So I'd be interested to see these lineups. And gosh, we're only 2 weeks removed from winning the cup, and I already can't wait till next year's game to see how the teams get jumbled up. Yes, Mark, you don't have to raise your hand. You can just speak.
I just thought, should I like his comment?
Borda? Yes.
Yeah.
You're still on this, bro?
I just thought about it because you said because he said Borda. I was like, should I like it?
This just in, folks.
Shut up, Brandner. No one's fucking talking to you here, okay? It's my fucking podcast. I don't fucking want to hear that slut mouth. If I want your mouth, I'll ask you to open it.
Yeah, you have to. Every time you have to raise your hand if you want to speak.
Renner, every time Renner talks, my dick gets homesick.
It shrivels up. It turtles.
It's homesick.
Renner. Yeah. No. No, you heard it here first, folks. These two. Mark over here has an issue with Borda, so he's going to want to play under Jesse's team and the Montreal Canadiens. Ratner said he wants to play for the Montreal Canadiens, and then of course Borda and Kevin, the two Leafs fans, will probably want to be on the Leafs together. So the rosters are already forming themselves, boys.
We'll have a fun time.
Yeah, I would love to see you two together with Jesse. That would be a fun team to watch. But then going up against Kevin and Borda and whoever else they draft, I mean, I'd pay good money to watch this game, and I get to watch it for free because I'm going to be commentating you guys and chirping you the entire time.
I'm telling you, Ratner would be a good team. I'll just, like, put my head down and skate 4, kill everyone, and then you just put the puck in the net.
You guys should do the, like, the flying V, but instead Mark's in the front just barreling people over so Ratner can get a free lane.
It's the flying bulldozer. It's just me skating my head down.
It's the football version of the flying V.
But yeah, I'll be up in the booth playing some pretty good Canadian music, however much we can of that. I'll have to dabble into some other stuff because I don't think I could go a full 2 hours of just playing straight Canadian music. I don't know if there's that many Drake songs, you know.
But we got Justin Bieber too.
Oh God, no! I don't really even want to put him in there. He has like one or two okay songs that would be acceptable. Maybe I would throw in a couple more just for the memes, but I can't listen to Justin Bieber all night. My commentating skills will suffer from that. I'll be up in the booth, not performing at peak levels because I'll have to listen to that half the night. But, well, buddy, thank you for jumping on real quick. Any other last points that you want to make about the game that you think you forgot to tell everybody?
No, I think that was it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We will definitely, like I said, get you back on for a full episode, get you probably to talk about your entire hockey career, not just this game.
No one cares.
So the people really get to know you.
There's no people.
Love there's you a too, lot of Mark. Ladies. Don't worry. There's a lot of ladies in Ratner's life. No hot moms, but a lot of ladies. Well, thanks for jumping on, buddy. You're welcome to stay, but I know you probably have to get going. I don't even know if we're going to talk that much longer. We're going to save a lot of our NHL talk for another episode. Yeah. So congratulations. You're our first and probably only episode that we've done only the interview, except for if you go all the way back to our early days. And those were good interviews. Guys that we talked to were great, but I think we threw
that's in when I was sober.
Actual sports, some actual sports takes too, but yeah, we're gonna save everything. I just did want to mention we're recording the night after the Lightning have clinched the Stanley Cup, as we've kind of mentioned here. Thank you, Lightning.
They won.
I had a futures bet on them, so FanDuel account is back up and running. We're still playing with the house's money. We never say die, boys. But yeah, so far it's been a great summer, as everybody can tell. And pretty soon, Rat, we're gonna have to run it back because the post party from the game was so late that it didn't turn out to what we wanted it to be. So we'll have to throw a proper party with the full team if we can this summer, and definitely pass this baby around.
Oh yeah.
So I'll see you soon for the party.
All right. I'll see you very soon for a sexual sex session.
You won't be seeing me for that.
Well, I will need to see all of you guys.
I think.
No, you won't see me. I'll just be in. So.
Not comfortable right. with that. No, thanks.
Me neither.
I'm going to rape you right now. That's what I'm trying to say.
You're going to Trevor Bauer my ass or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Don't drink any liquids that you see because they're all roofied. I got Bill Cosby. He's out of jail. You're welcome.
Unless it's out of this cup. This cup's clean. I promise.
Me, Trevor Bauer, and Bill Cosby are coming. We're coming for you. All right, now get the fuck out of here. We don't care.
All right, boys. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Thanks for jumping on. Congrats.
See ya.
God, I fucking hate him. Oh, he's still here. See ya.
That was great. Thanks again for Jake jumping on like that. Short notice. I know he's got family over, but we're definitely going to get him back on. He has probably the best hockey career out of all of us, and so he's got a lot to talk about.
Dude, I'm fucking right here.
Oh, sorry, sweetheart. You'll be joining him down in Peoria, right? Actually, you got an NHL contract. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I was about to say, Peoria asked me, but I tell him to go fucking suck a dick. I said Peoria. I can't even spell it. Next,
Mark's actually going to the Q next year. He's going to be playing collegiate level, but juniors hockey. That's what it is. Actually, you're going to the KHL, aren't you?
I was about to say I'm going to Russia.
Can't wait to get all those ads all over your jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to look sick. I should have chirped you with that in the game.
Gotta be Pornhub.
Man, I wish I was mic'd up. You know how long it's going to be till I actually get to be mic'd up in a game now? Till I either come back or we just mic me up.
Frankly, you're going to be mic'd up next game.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, mic'd up, like, in the middle of the game, chirp and, like, make a full video on that. I mean,
if you want, you go mic me up next game.
We definitely need to. So we have one mic right now, but by next year, we'll definitely have a second. Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, definitely put it on one person from each team.
Shit. I was talking so much shit. It was bad.
I feel like the minute you get the mic on, like you just ascend to like God mode level of chirps. Cause like I didn't have the mic on me for the game. So like when you rolled up to some of the face-offs, I was like, I got some chirps lined up. But like the minute I said those and I ran out, I was like, if I had the mic on, I'd be really thinking hard on what to come up with right now.
I was letting them all fly. I did not know no hold bar. I don't know who you were. Charlie Barney. I remember Charlie came up to me to talk to me. So I'm like, dude, don't ever talk to me. I don't know who the fuck you are. I was like, don't talk to me, bud.
Kyle Uchnis was chirping you for a little bit too. The best was go ahead.
One kind of rough on him.
Yeah, I think for a second there he thought you were being serious. And I kind of did too. I saw red in your eyes
I'll be honest, I was being serious. Like I said, when I play sports because competitive, the chirp gets serious. I think he thought he was under my skin when I did not know who he. I remember who he was, but I didn't remember his name. I was like, dude, you're so unforgettable. I was like, dude, my fucking left leg weighs more than you. Don't fucking talk to me. And then he tried to body me, and I did just fuck. You gotta watch. I think it was the third period. He tried to body me, and I literally just threw him.
I haven't pulled all the footage yet, but I'm gonna be pulling some of the footage for this episode. Most of it's gonna be Ratner's.
All I want is when I threw Kyle, and then the one of in front of our net when I held you and Ratner off.
Like that we definitely have. That we have on the iPad. I've only ever looked at the iPad footage.
You don't have the post. I want that one.
Oh, that'll be in the videos. That'll probably be on the one GoPro as well. But I haven't looked at that footage yet. I can't wait to though. Footage to pull, but I can't wait to do it.
If you see any of my hits or any of like me pushing people, just save it like a fucking just mixtape of me just.
Oh, it's gonna be in there. One of the things I did in 2019. Was it 2019? Yeah. I made personal highlight reels for everybody. And I think I have enough footage to do one for you. So we'll be doing a personal, unless you want me to wait till next year and add more stuff in there. I did one for Mike Cross already, but I had all of his highlights leading up to the 2020 game, and his video didn't have anything from the 2020 game in there. And that's his last game. So I kind of want to make a retirement video for him. So I think the retirement video will maybe just be all his clips from the 2020 game. And then just some of his best clips from that previous video of him that I made. I love making solo videos for the guys because, they work hard. It's cool for them to be able to then show everybody their highlights and their achievements and stuff. I was going to make one for Jesse, but I think I got to save that for next year because he's going to be captain next year. So there's going to be a lot more film and footage.
All I want is I add another body to the list of people trying to hit me. Jesse's on there twice, but I'm trying to get a laundry list of just people trying to hit me in the fall. Jesse's on there twice.
Just a compilation.
The only guy, yes.
Of all the people trying to hit you.
The only Jesse might be the only guy who might have the size to lay me out. Like everyone can hit me, but the only guy that can lay me out, and so far he's 0-2.
I remember I kind of retaliated, I got you kind of in the back, but when I ran into you, I was like, at least I didn't fall this time, but I was like, there's no way I'm putting him on the ground. Like I just put you into the fence a little bit and I was like, this is not gonna be. You were chirping me the whole game. You're like, where's that extra 20 pounds? I was like,
I wasn't really, I'll be honest. Like I kind of wanted to lay someone out, but in the back of my mind, the whole game, I was like, don't lay someone out. Cause you're cool with everyone here. I was just off bucks. Just be annoying hits. Hits where it's like, all right, fuck dude. Come on. Chill. Just you're annoyed of it. That's the worst in the game.
You gotta come out with us on random Friday nights when some certain people show up to the rink and you may have to body a couple people
I gotta work on my hitting because the one hit I had on you I went a little high with my elbow my shoulder I mean and I'm that's good. Just because I'm taller I gotta
I still got them all so we're good I still got all the teeth for the audio listeners I was checking my teeth
Even before the game, I was like, I'm going for the fucking head. I was head hunting, but.
What we were talking about with Ratner was I do have to see all of you guys soon, everybody from the game, whether it's at a party or just going down the list and getting everybody. I need everybody to sign my the gold stick. It was Jesse's idea. The gold stick that I was supposed to use in the game that I broke the night before the game. This is a great time to go into a no-name hockey ad before I tell the rest of this story. Let me just switch that over. This is a great time to go into a no-name hockey ad. Talking Pylons is brought to you by No Name Hockey Company. Are you tired of paying extra just to have the same stick as the duster on the bench next to you? Well, now there's an easy and affordable way to customize your gear and make yourself stand out without sacrificing quality or technology in your sticks. In fact, No Name Hockey sticks are just as advanced as the other top-of-the-line sticks, and they're at a fraction of the cost. They have all the same curves and all the same flexes as the traditional sticks, as well as customizable grips and colors. The pinnacle of the No Name Hockey customization power is that they give you the option to make it yours by printing your name and number on the stick. I'm an official No Name Hockey ambassador, and I'm always using my newest white and black taper Kane Curve 67 Flex. My actual newest stick, though, however, is this gold SHL stick. I will get into the story. Rest in peace. It's still surviving, but we have a problem with it. So Kane Curve 67 Flex, traditional grip and sandpaper finish blade. This is my third stick from No Name Hockey, the white one. Fourth is the gold one. And they just keep getting better with each new stick. No, I do not want to sign up for the email address. Don't you love when you're doing mid ad read and they, okay, good. But yeah, don't just take my word for it. Get to nonamehockey.co and get your new twig today. You can also follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram with the @NoNameHockey as well. No Name Hockey. Respect all, fear no one, make a name. And I will say, as much as I just promoted them there, but also talked about my broken stick, I don't believe it was a common thing that their stick breaks like that. The weird thing is when you think of a broken hockey stick, most people think it snapped in half or the blade cracked. I took a slap shot and it broke up at my top hand. Like when you go to torque the stick, your top hand fires backwards and it busted up there. It was the weirdest thing. I've never had that happen. So I had to have it splinted before the game. I tried it in warmups the day of the game. The splint job was good, but I didn't have the same feel for it. And with how crucial and how big of a game it was, I wasn't going to chance anything with, you know, an off stick. I should have switched halfway through the game when we were leading and should have just gone to the other one. It was a fun stick to use. I really only bought it for that one game, the SHL game, because on the side of the stick, instead of getting my name customized on there, I put SHL's 10th anniversary. My goal is to have all the boys that participated, and that's both teams, anybody who commentated, anybody who worked the cameras, I guess even some fans, if you want to sign the stick, go ahead and come and sign it and get everybody's name on there. It was Jesse's idea to do that. is that Eric?
Yeah, Eric's here.
He's welcome to listen. He'd jump in. He played in the game. Eric,
he'll get his own interview.
He'll get his own episode. That's Eric Zawacki, everybody. He flew in all the way from Colorado. Drove in from Colorado. I'm sorry.
He drove in.
Yeah, just for this game. Just for the game. Only reason. Yeah. He played on Mark's team. No other reason. He had a mohawk cut. So if you missed him, you obviously
still does.
Blind.
Eric. You'll wait. We'll wait.
So we'll be getting him on in the next coming weeks to get to talk to him and talk about his experience and how he'll be shaping up to play in the future for the league. But
he'll be a good one. Talk to a rookie that actually lost.
That's a
good point. We've only talked to rookies that have won.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's plenty more rookies to talk to. I do want to talk to your goalie when the Sauce Kit boys get back from celebrating in Tampa Bay. But I mean, like I said, we'll have to get everybody's signature on that gold stick in silver Sharpie. And then I think I'm either going to hang that stick. I mean, I'm definitely going to hang it in my house, but I might even hang it on the fence next year along with the flags. So the flags, if everybody has not been to the rink or seen our setup, we usually have an American flag. And then we have a Saturdays Are for the Boys flag. And then we have a Blackhawks flag. We also had past tense, a Spit and Chicklets flag. But with all the weather that weekend that we ran the game, I think the wind tore that thing off the fence. We lost it. Don't worry. I'm a huge Chicklets fan. We'll be getting another Chicklets flag. I'm also thinking about Mark, care to explain what you were doing over there?
Sorry, I was on the phone with Tani.
Oh,
don't even worry about it. Just keep going. You're good.
You might have been eating a popsicle, but for the audio viewers, you guys saved your eyes. For the video watchers of this podcast, I'm sorry for what you just had to witness. But but yeah, so where was I with the flags? I think I'm going to also get a Chicago flag. I think that'll look cool up there. I do really like the colors of the Chicago flag. Everything else is pretty much represented. Next year, though, we will have a Canadian flag up there since it'll be both Canadian teams, and we'll be doing both anthems because we'll have two Canadian teams, but we'll be still playing the game on American soil, of course. So yeah. USA all the way, baby. But hey, how are ya? One last ad break. I know we're hitting you guys with double ads real quick, but it's going to be a quick one. If you haven't heard about that is all the ads we have for tonight. We're not going to do a Rosie's ad. I do want to thank them, though. For those of you looking at this episode and going, why is this episode 24 and not 23? We went from 22. That was our interview with Luke Fava. It's a great episode. You guys should check it out. To episode 23, which was our live stream from Rosie's, which had so much potential. We kind of fell flat, but I think we got the message down that the game was the next following weekend and everybody should come out. So I think message delivered, but when we do live podcasts, we're definitely going to be set up better next time. I think Rosie's still has potential for us to be able to do podcasts there, but it'll be a much grander occasion. And we're going to be a lot more sober for that. And maybe have a little bit more something to say. Part of it was we had a malfunction. Marco Gomez was supposed to be our interview for that night, and we couldn't get a hold of him. So we were like, that's a whole half an hour's worth of questions that we don't have him for. So we're going to coordinate better for next time. But yes, episode 24, episode 25. I don't know who we'll be having on as a guest just yet. Stay tuned for that one. We're going to get back to trying to do this weekly, guys and girls, whoever's listening to this. And next week or next episode, we will be talking a lot more NHL. You guys have probably already seen what's going on in the NHL. We're still going to talk about it. We still want to break it down from our perspectives. But it's not the most up-to-date newest news. That's not what our podcast is. We've said that before. There's a bunch of other podcasts out there that, you know, jump on the ball. I do have some insider information that I will share with you guys next time. But other than that, that's about all I got. Mark, did you want to add anything from the game that you think we left out?
I had the most assists out of the game. I was the best team player. That's it.
5 assists. I didn't throw your stat line up there. Mark finished with 3 goals.
It wasn't about me. Two goals, 5 assists.
And 5 assists. So as captain, as captain, you had the second most points on your team, 4th most in the game with 7. Most assists out of everybody, like you just mentioned.
Most assists in the game.
Yeah, you're little Sidney Crosby.
I'm Jason happy with Clement. That. I'll be honest. I'm really happy.
Jason Clement scored, I believe, 6 9 last goals, year.
0 assists.
9 goals, yeah. 0 assists. Maybe past the... Maybe pass the puck a little more and you'll get to the 10-point level like where I'm at, buddy. But he did say he came on the podcast and he said that he was going to double his goals this year. And he
was almost there.
He didn't quite do it, but if he scored 12, that would have been insane. And I don't know how you guys would have lost that game at that point, but you kind of have to zero be a team assist, player to get 12. 0 assists. Oh, that's what did him in.
Also, so many turnovers he had, but we'll talk about that next another podcast.
We'll have to get him back on as well. We got a lot of people we got to get on this summer. So we're going to be buzzing. And thanks again, guys, for listening.
Yep, fuck you. Fuck you, fans. I don't like you.
On behalf of the SHL, we also want to thank everybody who came out and supported. If you did come out and you want to come out on the podcast, let me know. We'll take fans. We want to get perspectives from everybody, so.
Mike's gonna come out next podcast. I know it.
I'm Who's that? It. Oh, you? yeah, of course, yeah. Get out of here. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. Right. Have a great whatever time of day it is.
For the fans.
The MVP of this game is Jake Rittner.